Hello, writer-author friends. This is Deanna, your podcast host. Welcome back to the Write It Podcast. This is episode number 26. And the title of today's episode is Keeping Your Body Comfortable When Writing, Desktop versus Laptop. So I figured we're in the beginning of a new year. It's a great time to give these tips as to how to make our writing environment more comfortable and save the stress on our body. So we're going to take a look at different equipment that we can use as writers and different ways to keep our bodies comfortable while we work. So today we're going to discuss desktops versus laptops. Okay, so let's start with laptop. So one of the benefits of a laptop, of course, is that you can work while you travel. You can work without an internet connection, but if you need an internet connection, you could tap into one around you, or you can even tap into the hotspot on your cell phone to have internet. If you need an internet connection to do your writing, you may have a desktop publishing program like Word or Apache OpenOffice or something along those lines, that you don't even need the internet to use. But if you need internet, it's typically available like anywhere. So the downside to a laptop is that they may make work harder on our bodies. So because of the construction and the way that, you know, the laptop is made, the screen is too low, like while you're typing. So this causes us to have to look down, and looking down can cause extra stress on our neck and our spine. So I do have a tip though that will help with this. If you like to work from bed, for example, here are a couple of ideas for you. And even if you're not working from bed, this first one is a wooden bed table. So it's a wooden table that has retractable legs. You can keep them kind of short, or you can make them longer, or like I said, you could fold them up. Now, this wooden bed table, of course, it could be used in the bed, but it can also be used like over your lap if you're sitting on the couch, even at a table. If you still have to look down at your laptop, this wooden table will help raise it up, which will alleviate the stress on your neck and your spine. If you're working, let me back up a little bit. So the wooden table can be used in bed. It can be used on the couch. It can be used, sitting on the floor, at the table. But the cool thing about the wooden table that I purchased, and I purchased mine from Amazon, is that if you fold the legs up underneath, it's formed in such a way that you could actually place it in the bathtub. In the bathtub, more so like on the bathtub. So it rests on top of the bathtub. So you're in the tub and it rests on top so that you can place your tablet or your phone or a book on the wooden table. And it holds it for you while you're in the tub. It's pretty cool. Now, I'll be honest, like I don't write from the tub, and I do read from the tub, but I don't use the wooden table in there. But you could. It could hold your tea or maybe a glass of wine or a candle and a book or your tablet. Like I said, it's pretty cool. So Amazon has tons of them to choose from. And another idea for you is if you do like to work from bed or maybe even on the floor, you can purchase like those sturdy chair pillows. So the pillow is, it's got a back and it has like two arms, like one on each side. It kind of comes around the body and you can sit back on it, and it's a great way to keep your back upright. So I use that with the wooden table from bed, and I'm nice and cozy and I'm comfortable, and I'm sitting back on the chair pillow. Now, the thing about the chair pillow is it needs to rest on something. Like you couldn't really just put it in the center of your bed and use it. It has to sit like against the wall or against the headboard. Or like if you're sitting on the floor in the living room, you'd want to maybe push the chair pillow up against the couch or a wall, you know, something to give it stability and help you sit up. So anyway, the benefit of the laptop is you can travel anywhere you want and use it. And then the downside is, you know, having to look down. But like I said, you can use a wooden table and a sturdy chair pillow to help counteract that having to look down. All right, let's now talk about desktop, the benefits of a desktop. So you can make working at a desktop ergonomically correct. You can add a wrist rest, try saying that fast three times, a foot rest, a table to lift your monitor. They actually have like monitor stands you can use too. And you could also add a back support to your chair. I do most of these things, to be honest with you. And you can also purchase two flat screen monitors, because having two monitors will benefit you when you are comparing two versions of a document or maybe doing research for your work and in many other instances. So I am also a copy editor and a social media manager as well as an author, right? So when I'm copy editing a document, I like to keep the original document up on one screen. I do have two monitors. Keep the original document on one screen, typically to my left. And then on the right, I like to have another document or program open where I'm doing my edits. And it's very helpful to have the dual screens when you're working like this. So the downside to a desktop is, of course, you have to sit in the same place every time you need to work. You can't travel with a desktop. I mean, that's obvious. And a desktop typically, you know, has more storage and can be faster than a laptop as well. But if you're using it for, you know, writing or editing, or maybe even, you know, browsing social media, they're pretty comparable in that respect. I know that my husband has a special desktop computer for gaming, and, you know, it's got like all these upgrades. It's actually pretty cool to look at because it has like different colors in the computer stand itself that light up, and his keyboard lights up too, all different colors, like while he's using it. Anyway, it's pretty cool. I digressed a little bit, but I thought it was worth mentioning. So now I have some general tips to share. So, you know, if we're doing a lot of work on a computer, whether it be a laptop or a desktop, we have the blue light to contend with. So you can turn down the blue on your screen, or you can purchase a pair of blue light glasses. Now, I do both. I have the blue light turned down on my cell phone, and I also have blue light glasses that I use when I'm doing any work on my computer, and it does seem to help. Unfortunately, I suffer from migraines, and so using the blue light glasses does help me have less migraines. When I sit at a computer for a long period of time without the blue light glasses, I'll start to get like pains like behind my eyes. That's probably the best way to explain it. And when I wear the blue light glasses, it doesn't happen nearly as quickly. And then something else too to share is, we talked about that wooden table earlier for the laptop, and it also helps me have less migraines because I'm not having to look down at the screen as much and put that pressure on my neck and my spine. So the blue light glasses will definitely help protect your eyes, and they can also help your eyes from getting tired. So I suggest giving them a try. You can purchase them on Amazon. So if you use, say, reading glasses, you can purchase reading glasses with the blue light filter in them. If you don't wear reading glasses, you can just purchase glasses for the blue light only with no type of magnification. So there are different options available out there for you to use. So a while back, I shared a podcast episode about like creating your writing environment. So you guys might want to pop back and listen to that one. And I'm actually thinking about making a new one, a new episode along those lines, because, you know, there's so many people who are just getting into writing, or maybe you're kind of redoing your writing area or creating an office for yourself, and you need some ideas as far as, you know, creating a writing environment that's good for you. So I might make a new one, but in the meantime, you guys can always pop back to the older one that I've shared if you need some ideas as far as creating a comfortable, cozy, relaxing type writing environment for yourself. So not sure if you guys are aware of this, but I do have an author blog. Yes, I do. It's called The Writer's Circle, and you can find it on WordPress. And what I'm going to do is every time that I share a new podcast episode, I do share it on social, but I have an author group on Facebook that I always go to and share my latest episode. And then in the comments, aka show notes, I share any pertinent information that I've talked about in the blog episodes. So I will definitely be doing that today. So the name of my group is The Inner Book Circle and Write It Podcast with author Deanna Martinez Bay. And you guys are very welcome to just head over there and join the group. I also allow other authors to share their work in the group with permission from me. So shoot me a message and, you know, just say, hey, Deanna, do you mind if I share this in the group? And 99.9% of the time, I'm like, absolutely, go ahead and share it. So just wanted to share that information with you today. I hope you enjoyed the episode and got some useful tips and information from it, because that is the whole reason that I have this podcast, is to help other writers and other bloggers and other authors with just helpful info. I just want to be helpful. So if you guys ever have any questions, again, head over to my group on Facebook and ask me any questions about writing, book publishing, copy editing, social media management, whatever questions you may have. I'm here to help you, okay? So have a fantastic day and happy writing.